Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Change Your World by John C. Maxwell and Rob Hoskins. Sophie, what was your first reaction?
Hey there, Sam. My first reaction was that it's a lot more practical than I expected. It doesn't just tell you to dream big. It gives you a method for actually making change happen.
Yeah, and it starts by tackling that feeling of being overwhelmed. When we look at huge problems, we think we can't make a dent. The book calls it the paralysis of comparison.
Exactly. So they reframe everything around your world instead of the entire planet. Your world is the sphere of influence you already have, like the 5 people you eat lunch with or the team you manage.
Right. And that takes the pressure off. You don't have to fix the whole world, just your corner of it.
Once you shrink the problem to something you can touch, you stop feeling helpless. You start seeing where you actually have authority and relationships.
That's the key, I think. It shifts you from powerless to empowered.
Then they walk you through 5 questions. The first one is, what is my cause? And it has to be specific, not vague.
Right? They make a distinction between an interest and a cause. An interest is something you care about, like education. A cause is a tangible gap, like the lack of after-school reading programs for 3rd graders in your zip code.
Exactly. Maxwell discovered his own cause was adding value to leaders so they can add value to others. That specificity gives you direction and energy.
And without it, you just burn out trying to do everything. Your cause becomes your why.
The second question is, who is my community? They completely bust the myth of the lone hero. No one changes their world alone.
You need people who share your values and are committed to the same cause. But they're careful to say it's not a fan club. It's a group that challenges you and holds you accountable.
They call it the value circle, and it's focused on the 5 people closest to you who are most aligned with your mission.
Oh, I like that. It's about depth, not breadth.
And a cause without a community is just a hobby. That line really landed for me.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Then the third question is, what is my strategy? And they're not into random acts of kindness. They outline a cycle called see, do, get.
So you start by seeing the problem clearly, gathering data, and listening to those affected. Then you do something, take small, consistent actions. Then you get feedback and adjust.
Right. And they warn against the activity trap, where you're busy, but not making progress. They want you to focus on leverage points.
There's a great example of a school principal who improved student performance by focusing on teacher morale and professional development. Small change, cascading results.
That's the leverage point idea. It's about finding where a little effort produces the biggest impact.
And it applies to so many areas, honestly.
The fourth question is, what is my cost? This one is a reality check. Changing your world will cost you time, money, energy, and sometimes comfort.
They're brutally honest that most people quit because they underestimated the price. They also bring back the law of the lid, which says your ability to lead is the lid on your potential.
So you have to grow as a person, develop patience and resilience. And if you're not willing to pay the price, you're not ready for the mission.
Yeah, it's a personal transformation too. But they reframe it as tuition for the education you receive along the way. That takes the sting out of it.
Then the fifth question is, what is my contribution? This is about legacy. It's not just doing good yourself, but building systems so others can do good.
Right, they talk about moving from being a doer to a developer. There's a woman who started a tutoring program in her living room and trained other parents to tutor. Within 5 years, it was self-sustaining and had expanded.
That's multiplication. Your contribution outlasts you because you empower others.
It's like planting seeds. You don't have to be the one to water every plant.
And they emphasize the power of the small win. A small victory creates momentum and attracts resources. It proves that change is possible.
So you break your grand vision into tiny steps. Instead of trying to end homelessness in a year, you help one family find stable housing this quarter.
Exactly. And they reject the silver bullet fallacy. Waiting for the perfect plan is just analysis paralysis.
Right, so many people wait for perfect conditions. The best way to learn is by doing. Hoskins talks about starting a literacy program in a war-torn country with just a chalkboard and a few volunteers. That chalkboard became a network of schools.
Perfection is the enemy of progress. That line is so true.
Right. And when you get discouraged, they suggest keeping a win journal. You record small victories and things you're grateful for, which reorients your focus to what's being built.
Plus, they remind you that you can't pour from an empty cup. Rest and renewal are part of sustainable change.
So the book reframes success entirely. It's not about wealth or fame. It's about living a life of significance.
And it dismantles the excuse of, I'm just one person. One person with a clear cause, a supportive community, a smart strategy, and a willingness to pay the cost as a force.
The final message is that you already have everything you need to start. You have influence, relationships, and a unique perspective on a problem. You just have to decide to begin.
That's the kicker. You don't need permission or the perfect moment. You just start where you are.
Exactly. Honestly, the one thing I'm taking away is that changing your world is not about grand gestures. It's about being intentional with the small sphere you already have. That's how I want to approach my work from now on.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, here's the crystallization. You don't need to change the whole world. You just need to change your world, starting right now in the space you already occupy. We'll see you in the next one.